You are listening to Freedom Works Cafe. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the vibes.
Look at the situation objectively. Examine the role you played and stop letting these clowns treat you so disrespectfully. And if you're tired of being there, if you've truly had enough, baby girl, all you gotta do right now is stand up. If it seems like the weight of the world is on your shoulders cause you're drowning in debt. If it ain't one thing, it's another. We living check to check. Scared to answer our phone. Bill collectors breathing down our necks. We got headaches, chest pains, and sleepless nights all related to stress. Well, it would be easier for us to breathe if we weren't so easily influenced by greed. He'd open up a window and pour out a blessing that there wouldn't be room enough to receive. Instead of asking God for something every time you hit your knees, why don't you try giving him thanks for giving you everything that you need? Because honestly, honestly, God has already given us more than enough. Some of us can't count our blessings and acting like we too good to stand up. Don't envy mine, don't envy my shine. I guarantee you I'm far from perfect. But the reason I shine is because I'm standing in line with my purpose. God put me here to do a service, and it's because I'm in that divine alignment. Instead of trying to keep up with the Joneses, I'm trying to stay on top of my assignments. You see, everybody has a part to play. Everybody has a role. So why would I want what another man has? Everything that glitters ain't gold. And what's for me, it's for me. And what's for you, it's for you. Funny how we want what someone else has, but don't want to go through what they had to go through. Might not be able to handle what they had to go through. That's why what they have is out of our reach. But if you want what God has, then you come. up. And when God doesn't answer our prayers immediately, we have the nerve to get mad. We ask for million-dollar blessings, but we'll give up our trash. So we get stuck in that situation. Our situation stays the same. We become stagnant in that madness, and we begin to place blame. So we get mad at our family, mad at our girl, mad at the crew, mad at the world, mad enough to curse, mad enough to scream, mad enough to cry, mad enough to swing. Some of us get so mad, we forget we mad about it, it ain't even worth it. Then we hurt the people we love the most, and they don't deserve it. And if you're tired of giving your temper control, give God your mind, body, and soul right now and stand up. And when it comes to arrogance and conceit, some of us wrote the book, afraid to give God praise, worried about how we look. But it's not about your clothes, and it's not about your face, because nothing is more beautiful than God's amazing grace. And that's as real as I can spit, and that's as real as this don't get. And you can't expect change if you stay where you sit. You see, we give God nothing, but we want everything. But until you put God in your endeavors will never change. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 deadly sins, and I'm done. Doors of the church are open now, come.
Icon of the black expression, black struggle, who spoke against the oppression of inequality of any group of people, but in particular the racism and racial inequalities that were prevalent in the 50s and 60s in black America. And on August 28, 1963, Dr. King delivered one of his most iconic speeches titled Today, I Have a Dream, which when you look and examine the contents of the speech, you can clearly understand that Dr. King's original thought was about the insufficient funds of the American breakdown of economic structure. You can clearly see that he was talking about the insufficient funds or the way America treated its citizens. And in a sense where he talks about, he says, when the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on its promissory note, insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. Mighty powerful words, and I love the fact that Dr. King chose such language to talk about the way America has dealt with its oppressed. And I love the fact that he chose the monetary system as an example, because you can erase and make transparent the way one feels about the color of one's flesh. To continue to oppress a people economically is the same as to treat a man differently because of his skin. And economically, all men in America, men and women, should be treated equally. And I ended with this thought. Economic oppression is no less a prepossession in defining a person by the color of flesh. To make good on the check, there must be a mutual economic respect amongst men of the same citizenry. Otherwise, it's to facilitate a system that defies the statutes of citizenship. Every man in the same system must be treated exactly the same, economically, socially, and fundamentally. We must escape the tyranny of separatism We are a united country, a united front. For all citizens, make up its name, the United States of America. Peace.
One thing that I wanted to read was a poem called A Poem to Thrill the NAACP, or A Black Family Moves to the Suburbs. He was black, yes, but his plans were not nigger. So when they stowed his car battery again, he and wife and little Tamara and little Martin Luther moved out there, left behind the black folk next door who think the mailman cases their house, who sit till the charging sun rises with ready shotgun, and I had the young dudes cross the street waxing old Cadillacs under the street lamp till they shine new rich, hip for city showboating, just right for jitterbugs low riding, leaning on their pimp stool armrests, polishing their sunglasses with posh puffs, breathing their gangster air till the night turns hoarless. They got tired and moved out there, left a naked black doll in the dust where the couch had been, left the bars on the windows of the rented apartment, gave his last pair of lime pants to Goodwill when devouring their way into middle America, lean and mean, half education, half piranha.
To me. many insecurities. I never had anyone be so good to me. See, you had your shit together, and my excuse was I am working on me.
Places like now, where silence is the sound of music, the moonlight our audience. Amazing how tongues can speak without words. Come to me slowly. My lips are shouting to you like the bleachers of a high school football game. Kiss me. Listen to my body. Cheer for you to go forward on fourth down. Woman, go down below my equator and suck the Antarctica out of me. Slow as a glacier, fast as a river, hot as a desert, even better than the last time you gave good head. These times, in places like right now.
I love to have you near. I long to have you near. I love to have you near. I long to have you near.
Woman, mount me. Allow me to spell my name on the tip of your wet and soft until the moisture rains down orgasm. Run your fingers through your hair, yelling in waves of victory. Slide on to me. Split the lips of this nonverbal communication until this conversation runs fluent. Did God rain on our parade? Because I sure want to scream his name. I wonder if heaven is in rainy season. Right now I'm all wet. Can't hold back any longer. Clouds burst within your heaven. They say the sound of rain can put you to sleep. Lay with me. Right here.
I love to have you. I long to have you near. I love to have you near. I long to have you
to odd even. So they say my poetry is missing a koofy like a rapper without ice. They say it's uncommon. I say, nah, that's very common in Taleb. And they say, but you like the Jay-Z of spoken word? And I say, no, I'm more like the Razkaz of Pharaoh Manch. Lyricism is a religion, and so I already have everything that I want. And they keep looking for my material possessions while I possess them with thoughts at home. And why would I need to see Jacob and I can bake up a cake of ideas to flow? And all he's got is those rocks, and so I'd rather be me. Cause soon he won't be able to keep your attention unless he's got rims with spinning TVs. And they told him if he put ice in his mouth, you won't be able to see me. But it's not about whether you're balling now, player. It's about whether you still be balling in 23-3. So he go crazy and hire an entourage. I stay sane and hire yourself. That way I get to stay honest. Take the crowd to their higher self. And I own everything that I write, so don't require higher sales. I'm into odd evenings. Leave my people believing in the righteousness of our struggling. It's just as well that I'm cool as hell, so it never sounds still whenever I tell them I love you. And right now I get to struggle with you. But when this is over for me, I can struggle from above you. And still touch you in places you didn't even know existed. I might be gifted with wordplay, but what my words say is surely realistic. And it's not enough for me to get off and have y'all saying that I ripped it. What I'm about is when I leave out what I put down, leaving you uplifted. Odd evenings, so the power of God is easing through the wires. And I breathe hot breath into this microphone, into your soul catching fire. Then I mix it with bass and trouble to leave in the ghetto knows the devil's a liar. Like I said, I aspire to inspire till this entire evil empire expires. Higher self is odd evenings till everything I'm breathing is pleasing to your innards. And how could I not be upset that he's feeding y'all Twinkies when I know spoken word got that home-cooked dinner? plus the biscuits and the gravy. While them lazy asses writing nursery rhymes for beginners, we got something for the saints and the sinners. We begin to send them antennas and center. The truth will hit you in your center. Spoken word is the future. Remember where you heard it first. Forget that commercial quarter water. This is what you need to pour to quench your thirst. And when I come down off stage, why don't you come up to me and see if I ain't down to earth? Cause I know that how you value your time is responsible for every cent that I'm worth. Odd evenings, leaving indelible fingerprints on your heart. That's why we come together in peace with pieces that rip this stage apart. And I hate to see it end, so whenever I begin, I'm thinking don't make me start. Cause life is so temporary, so it's only right to give thanks to God for these few odd evenings when we get to share this, the most spiritual art.
difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed.
Can't mimic those dependent on their gimmicks and marketing tricks. I'm dependent on my lyrics. Wait, my people is dependent on my lyrics. I represent the new, true way of doing things. No black or white shit, you know, just doing things. That old shit got to go, so we ruin things. Out of the ruins we arise from the ashes of that society divided in classes. Taking them to school, can't be fooled. I mean, I can't fool me like when Bush used to rule. Food for thought, I guess that I'm fooled. Put my chest out, then I just wrestle my mood. Swings on beats and things, kills of men of mice, peasants and kings. Got the distinct impression that it stinks to think we on the brink of being extinct. We need to link.
Face the facts and tell truth to the nation. If you don't change, then the rain soon comes.
You for me, me for you. That's how we do. Let's go.
Free. Yes, we are, but it's like we can't see that we choose what we believe.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream.
Tricks is in the mix, me and Mitch need a fix that I properly mixed and arranged the rain shit. We bug cause we unplug from the matrix. Awake with the high stakes just to change shit. Breaking the chains of slavery, behaving like we ain't in the rich west part of the EU. See me as you, you as me, need to accept it universally. Need the nerve to speak and preach, but proof is wasted on the dumb. Like youth is wasted on the young. Where we from, see the slums is celebrated, but success is hated. Our minds are calibrated, so no revolution instigated yet. Fret not, compadre. See, mystery repeats, but this way to cheat or to me madre. See me hungry, ready to eat, I can sabe. But we need to plant that seed first, not to sabe.
You for me, me for you, that's how we do.
Free. Yes, we are, but it's like we can't see that we choose what we believe. We keep thinking we can't do it, but I know we can. Trust me. Let me show you what I mean.
This is the next step, the one we need to take in. We still got a long way to go. No need to be afraid, cause the system is breaking. Let's go, let's go. This is the next step, the one we need to take in. We still got a long way to go. So pack your shit. Let's hack this shit and crack this shit. Let's go.
I left up with how. Never do we spoke aloud. Artificial style. Ming Sha, she be the fifth element. Manipulate the mind, shape and get your back bent. Heart to heart combat, eliminate the nonsense. Vengeance and existence of malice. Who thought that you taught arena? But nah, this fall from verbal assault, the spy was die.
Fooled me this time.
Thank you. shot. Poster up and play a heartbreak game and works on the average every day. Well, she ain't that, so don't paint that picture, mister. All you know is she vexed and you concerned about your car getting wrecked. Yet instead, you feel a sharp blow punch through your chest. Instantly, your shirt's burgundy, yeah. You wish she was the type to slash tires now, don't you? Don't you?
Thank you. A lonely figure moves across the wastelands. Soul tied in knots by questions that no man can answer. And guided by the stench of charred bodies, he carefully steps over the remains of other mothers' children. The valley is deep, with its bleeding grass and aromatic violence. This must be the place. A victim of his own guilt, he walks blindly. It matters not. The dead all look alike. He comes to a rocky pillar, built in the shape of a primitive altar. He kneels humbly, heart pounding, breathing short. He prays. Asking the warlord to forgive him. Prays to the warlord to forgive him for being unable to kill.
פתאום ידי מבלי משים שופכת את הכוס ובדת אחרה לאט סופח את היין. אבל עכשיו מבחינתי כל העולם יכול לקרוס וכל מה שיקר שלי עדיין. בשתיקה ארוכה מתכווצות הרגליים ומתרחבים משונים. התפתחות חליצת נעליים וריצוד של אורות אחרונים. תדר רך ונמוך מתפשט בי. מציאות מתערפלת בכסות אפורה. כל עמום ורחוק שחושק בי קורא לי למצוא את דרכי חזרה. בתוכי מתפנה חלל ענקי, אני נטולת מחיצות. והלילה הזה, הלילה הזה ארוך ונקי ומשול למאה יקיצות. וראשי כבר כבד והולם בו הדופק ומסתחררים בו הדים. והחום עוד מעט יעלה על גדותיו בו, לכן מעלים בו הדים. הנשימה הופכת שטוחה, נעצרת, ואז הנחה. גיבובים של דעה ושל מלל נשטפים לתהום שכחה, והדלתות של הבטן פתוחות לי כמו נפרצו בשערה. לא, אני לא גומרת, אני קוראת ספר שירה.
Cafe. we experiment in darkened rooms. The latest batch of neglected prophets sent to save the people who believe they know God. We are the seers of truth, lies, and love. Heartbroken blade runners searching through wet streets for the phony that walk among us. Wordsmiths that bend red-hot swords into cold black pens. We are the warriors that fear death, but continue to fight. Puppets that are animated by angelic strings. Lonely architects that will burn an entire city to the ground so it can be born again. Ashes given life, a world made in our own image. We've traced our ancestral lineage back to the birth of stars, back to the emptiness that gave reality form. We freestyle to the beating of our hearts and dance to the rhythm of our souls. We are the chosen children of our Father, given the blessing that is a curse. Responsibility is a bitch, but it is a bitch that we must learn to love. We embrace our demons, transforming them into art, giving hope to a new generation. Poets are writing the Bible's latest testament on bathroom walls. Salvation without a collection plate. Vandalism with a purpose. We are the adjectives that give beauty to the sentence of life. Long-haired idealists that cover our bodies in baggy clothes. We are the agents of change that are hungry for our piece of the American dream. When we scream, time stands still, and the world takes notice. We are the old souls with new bodies, the wisdom that looks like ignorance, and the perfect blend of good and evil. In living and dying, in celebrating and surviving, we are uncut, unfiltered, and pure poetry. Without a collection plate, vandalism with a purpose. We are the adjectives that give beauty to the sentence of life. Long-haired idealists that cover our bodies in baggy clothes. We are the agents of change that are hungry for our piece of the American dream. When we scream, time stands still, and the world takes notice. We are the old souls with new bodies, the wisdom that looks like ignorance, and the perfect blend of good and evil. In living and dying, in celebrating and surviving, we are uncut, unfiltered, and pure poetry. Thank you.
stood by his scam. I make my way to this party and catch him passing by. It's all lost in grab. Yeah, sitting here right across the bar, reminiscing and wanting love. I don't know why you do me wrong. I gave you my heart and all.
Senses to the human body: see, hear, taste, feel, and smell. And baby, you affect all of mine. To see you, my eyes constantly glancing in your direction, sneaking a peek so not to be obvious as my wishful actions. The aura around you causes me to squint as if staring into the sun, a vision of love. Unable to blink when you're in my sight. Looking at you forces me to exercise the sin of lust. gazing into your eyes and reading the inner you, observing your ways, viewing you through retina lenses, capturing God's creation, using peripheral vision for your hips as your skirt sways side to side, examining mental pictures called memories behind closed eyelids, watching how you make others feel happy to see you. To hear you, my eardrums addicted to your voice, listening to your soft words passing my earlobes, an earshot away, concentrating on the sounds of your womanly moans when climaxing, mentally melting from sexual whispers that vibrate my spine, heed your wants and needs, absorbing our conversations of togetherness and future family plans, taking in every consonant and vowel that leaves your lips and travels inside of my soul. Ignoring rumors and gossip that pollute our airspace. Neighbors know our names from nighttime vocals through thin walls. To hear you. To taste you. My tongue's taste buds travel up and down candy-coated thighs, kissing your skin while sipping the perspiration, my lips smacking on seasoned female juices that run down my cheek, slurping vaginal love drops before they hit the sheets, finger licking good, finding Baskin-Robbins 30-second flavor, savoring you never spoils my appetite, a sprinkle of you, a pinch of you, a dash of you is always the finishing ingredient. I gulp you, sampling the calories of your inner pink chocolate, eating my dessert first, swallow to taste you. To feel you, holding you close, hugging you like a child to a teddy bear for comfort through the night. Massaging your neck and shoulders, lightly scratching your upper and lower back, playtime pity-pat games to get it started, touching sensitive areas causing your body's limbs to flinch, grasping with my inner palms, the nerve endings in my fingers are itching to graze you, caressing breasts firmly while softly pinching the tips, clawing and pawing at your clothes that's blocking me from my prize, handle with care, to feel you. Like aroma after showers, skin scented of the best oils and perfumes, taking whiffs of your fragrance as you dance before me, snorting the lines of your every essence that makes up your person, the stench of sex is in the air, a bloodhound for your adorable odor, the nose knows a good stink, am I a pervert because I sniff your sleeping frame that rests in my arms, wishing I could roll you, spark you, and shotgun inhale you to my brain, so you can take over my body and its five senses.
State of the USA by the laws we have on the books today. The rules we break are the laws we make. The things we fear, we legislate. We got laws designed to keep folks in line. Laws for what happens when you lose your mind. Laws against stealing. Laws against feeling. The laws we have are a definite sign that our vision of love is going blind. They probably got a law against this rhyme. Uh-huh. We got laws for cool cats and laws for dirty dogs. Laws about where you can park your hog. Laws against your mama and your papa, too. Even got a law to make the laws come true. It's against the law to hurt an old lady. It's against the law to steal a little baby. The laws we make are what we do to each other. There is no law to make a brother love brother. Now this respect thing is hard for some folks to do. They don't respect themselves, so they can't respect you. This is the word we should get around. These are the rules, we're gonna run them on down. Listen up. It ain't enough to be cute, it ain't enough to be tough. You gotta walk tall, you gotta strut your stuff. You gotta learn to read, gotta learn to write. Get the tools you need to win this fight. Get your common sense down off the shelf. Start in the mirror, respect yourself. When you respect yourself, you keep your body clean. You walk tall, walk gentle, don't have to be mean. Keep your mind well fed, keep a clear head, and you think about who you let in your bed. Uh-huh. When you respect yourself, you come to understand that your body is a temple for a natural plan. It's against that plan to use drugs or dope. Use your heart and your mind when you need to cope. It's the law. Laws that got started in 86. Laws made back when the Indians got kicked. If we want these laws to go out of favor, we've got to change our behavior. Change what, you say? Well, let's take a look. How did the laws get on the books? Yeah, I said it up front, but let's get tougher. The laws we make are what we do to each other. If you never shoot at me, then I don't need a law to keep you from shooting at me. Don't you see? A universal law that's tried and true says don't do to me what you don't want done to you. Don't do to me what you don't want done to you. Uh-huh. Don't do to me what you don't want done to you. It's the law.
The recipe for hot water cornbread is simple. Cornmeal, hot water. Mix till sluggish, then dollop in a sizzling skillet. When you smell the burning begin, flip it. When you smell the burning begin again, dump it onto a plate. You've got to wait for the burning and get it just right. Before the bread cools down, smear it with sweet salted butter and smash it with your fingers. Crumble it up in a bowl of collard greens or buttermilk. Forget that I'm telling you, it's the first thing I ever cooked, that my daddy was laughing and breathing and no bullet in his head when he taught me. Mix it till it looks like quicksand, he'd say. Till it moves like a slow song sounds. We'd sit there in the kitchen in the half dark, licking our fingers and laughing at my mother, who was probably scrubbing something with bleach, or watching Bonanza, or thinking how stupid it was to be burning that nasty old bread in that cast iron skillet. She always used whole milk and eggs and baked her cornbread until it was plump and sugary. And she'd branded me hopeless as a homemaker, too damn interested in sitting in the kitchen in the half dark, learning nothing at all from a man who had other women and stayed out late on Saturday nights. When I told her that I'd fixed my first ever pan of hot water cornbread and that my daddy had branded it glorious, she sniffed and kept mopping the floor over and over in the same space. So here's how you do it. You take out a bowl like the one we had with blue flowers and only one crack. You put the cornmeal in it. Then you turn on the hot water and you let it run while you tell the secret about the boy who kissed your cheek after school, or about how you really want to be a reporter instead of a teacher or a nurse like mama said. And the water keeps running while daddy says you will be a wonderful writer and you will be famous someday. And when you get famous, if I wrote you a letter and sent you some money, would you write about me? And he is laughing and breathing and no bullet in his head. So you let the water run into this mix until it moves like mud moves at the bottom of a river, which is another thing daddy said. And even though I'd never even seen a river, I knew exactly what he meant. Then you turn the fire way up under the skillet and you pour in this mix that moves like mud moves at the bottom of a river, like quicksand, like a slow song sounds. That stuff pops something awful when it first hits that blazing skillet. And sometimes daddy and I would dance to those angry pop sounds. He'd let me rest my feet on top of his while we waltzed around the kitchen and my mother huffed and puffed on the other side of the door.
When you are famous, Daddy asked me, will you write about dancing in the kitchen with your father? I say, everything I write will be about you. Then you will be famous too. Then we dip and swirl and spin, but then he stops and sniffs the air. The thing you have to remember about hot water cornbread is to wait for the burning so you know when to flip it. And then again, you have to know when it's crusty and done. Then eat it the way we did, with our fingers, our feet still tingling from dancing. But remember that sometimes the burning takes such a long time. And in that time, sometimes, poems are born.
You are listening to Freedom Burst Cafe.
Smoothly stepped to her and whispered in her ear. She listens, inhaling my every exhale because the air that I breathe is like her story. And with each draw and pull, you can hear the tears that I cry from laughter to sigh, and somewhere she finds herself buried in every line. So she listens to every line as if her only purpose for existence is to ride my energy and synergy of thoughts and tongue, delivering a liturgy of orgasmic proportion. She becomes aroused by my lyrical vibes that ejaculate from my mind, slip down to my tongue, and enters her repository like taking sips of some fine wine inebriated. It's as if my voice is magnetic and she responds with excitement as the current flows from my lips. I mean, you could hear her screams, and like reality, she digs her nails into my back. I place my hands upon her spine, and the more knowledge I poured into her, the more she reciprocated in kind. In fact, she is drawn to every line as my words and vibrations like body shots that rock her to the core. We converse like we're the only thing left in this universe. As a matter of fact, we are one verse, exploding with screams of pleasure pain. Every word sounds more like my name, and telekinetically she inflects my diction, where my affliction becomes a prescription for the common ignorance. It's like she understands the tears that flood through my heart, drowning in the breaking of levees and brothers who are being dragged through the streets, chained to the back of Chevy. She listens to my pain, and the more I poured from my brain, she gave her undivided attention, as if she's my therapist. Wait, this is therapy. We're in tune, and together we have more stereo than technique. And the more I speak, the deeper she sinks, going down like elevators, as my tongue lifts minds like an emancipator. And the funny thing is, she gives me emancipation with no need for reparation. As my perspiration glides across her surface, I can see the excitement erect like cool breeze across bare nipples. And no matter how complicated things get, this love is simple. My voice gives her life. She stands there and listens.
When you were gone, I'd imagine you were in my bed, running your locks over my skin like a thousand fingers. Our love danced like capoeira, breakbeat my rhythm, no tea leaves, read my kiss and tell me the future. You sent me tapes in the mail of Angela Davis at Berkeley, Cornell West at Princeton, and of Tupac in L.A. Intern for 4 summers, dorm rooms with no air conditioning couldn't compare to the heat from your letters. And I have no boyfriend now. Your proposal, a stone from the ocean, engraved with our comedic names, smooth from the currents, purple for royalty, green from the thousands of years brushing against the sea trees. You'll ask me to marry you in one of those exotic Swahili phrases. You learn from the poetry readings in Philly, and I'll choke out, of course. He is my sun now, rising whenever I beckon his energy. I am his earth, his planet to plant his harvest. Keep my sins hidden beneath the cloth he brings me. Let me repent after dark, in the dark, when the rain blows sideways and the trees keep the beat. My heart replaced by a djembe. I touch the ground to honor him. Today, when text messages and emails clutter our inboxes and distract our goals, he still writes me letters by hand, mails them to me, even though we share the same address. Today, when we use our Palm Pilots to pencil in relationships, we hold hands and run through vacant meadows, grass between our toes, dandelion behind my ear. He makes love to me under the willow, tearing my garments, half love, half passion. Our connection makes orgasmic ripples through eternity, so the spouses of our grandchildren will uncontrollably shake. He bows before me, kissing me where the earth meets the heavens, whispers to my eternity a story with his native tongue. Let me introduce you to the Nile's water source. Let box beds be our temples, shrines for lives we left behind. He is my Messiah, my Muhammad. I bear his children on this patch of grass, home birth in the elements as nature planned it. In the future, my face will resemble his wrinkles, and he'll still send me tapes. VHS of our daughter's wedding, digital of our first son, first step, first word, the hurricanes in the south, the remains of our first house, cleaning up the debris. I realize being with him is being with the one I can live with, instead of searching for the one I can't live without.
This is how I feel, darling, you been gone so long, honey, what am I supposed to do?
Teachers say I reached the half of me, so I've been working on me happily. Cause there's a mission and a plan to this position. Hoping and praying, wishing.
Hey, take a long walk, sip some lemonade, take your clothes off, relax in the shade, just breathe. I love this mic.
for me to grip it tight or move slowly up and down until it gets right. It's already ready. It doesn't require a certain amount of spit. It just wants to feel the vibration of my voice through it. Its electricity is a perfect fit for me. We become one in clouds of epiphany. It turns poetry into me and me into poetry. See, I love this mic. We don't have to fuss and fight to have a makeup light good night. No matter how I handle it, the mic is always standing upright and waiting for me to grab hold, take control. The mic likes it best when I'm bold. No matter how wide I open my mouth, the mic is not satisfied unless the truth is coming out. The more the truth seeps through, it gets hotter. The hotter it gets hotter. The hotter it gets hotter. The hotter it gets, the stronger it stands. How can one piece of equipment meet all of my demands? It sits so eloquently outside of me that I want it inside of me. See, I love this mic. No matter how hard I rock, this mic won't let me down by limping around. It stands tall in front of me like a challenge. I stare into its oblong shape, throw on my superwoman cape, put both hands into position, and begin moving my lips. And this is one mic I don't mind putting me on my knees. I'm talking about the mic. Yes, I'm talking about the microphone. It's prepared for my moans, adjusted perfectly for my tones. It's always on, at least for me.
Ah, dressed Cambodian red and sleeping with the stars as my canopy. Loaded for bear, I could kill anything walking. I sipped strawberry wine from Docto, packed in red mail bags from Playco, humped from chopper pads where helicopter blades fan the stench of burning shit and diesel oil in the air. I slept on mountainsides so steep, you had to dig a shelf in Mother Earth to peep from rolling down the hillside. Drank crystal meth and listened to the stars all night. Mountain yard drums kept me company between mortar fire. Mother Earth became my lover as we hugged her for safety, submitting to her rhythm as tracer rounds fill up the darkness. It's strange the power that you feel when everyone is armed. Sad to think it's necessary. Take a ride with me on a chopper, feet dangling out the doors, swooping above the trees, flying like a bird. Makes you think you're God till the VC shoots you down with an AK-47. Fill your pipe with morning dew with a pinch of opium. Makes breakfast taste better. Meatballs and beans cooked over C4, stolen from a Claymore mine. Crackers, peanut butter, and canned peaches to start the day. A cold beer buried in the ground overnight. A cool cigarette sent from home. Breakfast of champions. It's 100 degrees in the shade of banana trees. The grass in Ankay is manicured by a water buffalo, leaving plops of shit to maneuver around. The pimps bring women, weed, whiskey, bangles, and anything you can imagine on the backs of their mopeds. Ancient versus future, ice cold Coca-Cola, $1.
Funny how things can change, nigga. Funny how things can change, nigga. Funny how things can change, niggas. Funny how things can change, nigga. Funny how a nigga will change things. It's funny how a nigga will change things. Funny how niggas can change things. Funny how niggas can change things. Funny how change can nigga things. Funny how change can nigga think. Funny how things can nigga change. Funny how things can nigga change. Funny how will niggas change things. Funny how will niggas change things. Like nigga, 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 again, 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 again. Funny how niggas gon' change things.
Trying to figure out who I am and becoming a man for all the times I wanted to but couldn't, can't. For all the jobs, for all the times I didn't finish. For all the love, the heartbreak I had to witness. For all the lovers, for all the kisses. For all the lonely hearted wishes in spite of the nights wasting money drinking. For all the times sitting in my kitchen reminiscing on a better day to make it happen. To escape the nights where I wrestle with my dreams. Cheers to the days where the present is what we envision. My vision focused into a single-minded decision to making better decisions to keep me out of collision. So even though I may be broke now and you had to leave, I'll never be broke down. Reminisce on the last, think about it for a minute, have to laugh, then I have to move forward fast. Because there's no freedom reminiscing on the past. On my last breath, taking in my last days, the man I used to be. Considering that I'm getting better at everything I put my hands upon, because of practice I'm becoming the man that I'm supposed to be. Back in the day when I was a younger man, I was shackled by laziness and fear, not getting anywhere. Trying to make a little change, thinking maybe if I change my way of thinking I can start making moves. That's exactly what I did do, made a living off the things that I do. A gravel road full of potholes, trapped to a pot of gold. Travel by a lot, so watch those laying in the grass, folks. Who watch you fall by the wayside? Stay fly, never let your left know what the right is doing. Free your mind, keep pursuing dreams till it's time. Keep moving, and when they try to hold you back now, ha, you can tell them that you never back down. Never be afraid, never lose sight, only stay strong, strong. Yeah. Never lose compassion, never lose love, only
foundation that holds you up in the moments in the night when you sit by yourself with your conscience too afraid to move on. Find freedom and solace in the words of these songs. Remember that you're blessed, remember that you're strong. Every minute is a minute that could be used if you lose that fear that's inside of you. Every minute is a minute that could be used if you lose that fear that's inside of you. On the fast track to success, cause I'm blessed like a horse with an extra leg. Ahead of that game cause I listen to my heart instead of what they said. Freedom first starts in your head.
The black struggle is a living and breathing revolution. Not some poem in the dissolution of stanzas that stand around like capitalists, while some poet belts them out in elocution, wearing a dreaded wig of provisionalism, pointing his crooked finger that reeks of diluted solutions, and a dashiki he conveniently copped from eBay, standing there giving it to you supersized, fat breakbeats and auto-tune for your mind. As he says in regurgitation, the revolution is in my rhyme. The revolution is in my rhyme. So let me waste your mind and waste your time with the revolutions in my rhyme. The black struggle is the attribution of perseverance, the continuum of a beautiful but painful experience, a middle passage handed down in old soul songs whose lyrics are filled with community activism and of men who refuse to step on stage to castrate themselves just to be labeled deaf, never listening, never hearing, with their newfound bling hanging low, pants sagging filled with capitalism and disrespect, greasy hands dripping fried chicken like soul glow all over our women who they shuck and jive in adolescent desires played out in Grand Theft Auto, thinking child support acquits them of their responsibility to be father. Where are our men who think of socialism and community growth, of struggle and love? The black struggle is an evolutionary process. It is life. It is love. It is pride. It is black life filled with pride for love.
Regret nothing.
Everything.
You've been listening to Freedom Verse Cafe, brought to you by Spoken Visions, home of the best literary arts magazine, headed by Floyd Borkins Jr. Also by Freedoms Inc., bringing you the best in independent artists in soul and poetry, headed by Paradigm. Oh, beautiful people, thank you for listening to Freedom Verse Cafe. Visit us at www.freedomversecafe.com.